Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We here. Lord, do the King bless you. Brother Steve and Sister Wenda up there across the border. Brother Dwayne, Jane, bless y'all. All the children. Hallelujah. And all my Canadian brothers, send a shout out all my Australian family, Philippine family, our sisters in Africa who we support. You know, we got people over in Kenya too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Some in the Middle East. We got them everywhere. Thank y'all for it. Okay. Now you can go ahead and cut it off just right now. We are here. So I bless you all in the greatest, sweetest, victorious Savior and King that we all ever going to know soon to come. I know a lot of people keep saying soon to come. Oh, yeah, he's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's coming. Oh, yeah. He's coming. He got a time frame. His time is not our time. We're glad everyone made it home safely. We don't have any reports. Glad we all made it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glad we ain't got no reports. Nobody got injured. No wrecks. No hurt, harm, no danger.
Maybe everybody heard the word. It's time.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to hear that. We are here in the land of the living. And I was talking today. Thank you, Brother Daniel, for your cash. I mean, your, what do you call it on PayPal? I mean, on YouTube, when they get on.
Cash App or Super Chat?
Super Chat. Thank you for your Super Chat, my brother, Straightway Goshen. Love y'all dearly. Hallelujah. They got a tractor up in Straightway Goshen, man.
Hallelujah.
Got a tractor. Hallelujah. Moving on up to the east side.
Another baptism.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your super chat off, my brother. I truly miss all y'all. We had a wonderful time at this year's Feast of Pentecost. But, man, I tell you what. I've been discussing. By the way, how am I coming in right now? Anybody know how I'm coming in? Let me know how we coming in, all right? Before I go on. I don't know how you do it, man. I go into a four-day feast, well, really a one-day feast, but a four-day festivities. Mm-hmm. And we're feasting. And instead of gaining weight, I lose weight. I lost another 5 pounds, man. I don't understand it. What a life of it. Every time I turn around, I'm losing weight. Anyway, I have been in discussions with quite a few people today. Because I'm trying to figure out what type of air purification system or air filtration system, you know, kind of like they got in hospitals, that they either put in through the vent or something, a mist that is sprayed that can kill airborne bacteria. Because it's amazing. Now, on Shabbat, when it's a big Sabbath, we run between what? 170, 225, somewhere like that, 225 people. We do this consistently. And we're over there and in the dining hall, chow hall eating. And we don't ever have these sicknesses running around. Am I telling the truth?
That's true.
And even on the short Sabbaths, when we have like 150, 120, 150, we never do. But boy, I tell you, sometimes some of y'all, I don't know what geographical location is coming from. Y'all bring some stuff with y'all. And it ain't COVID either. But we're in talks. And we are definitely doing our due diligence and our investigation to look and see what we can do to put our air, some type of air purification system, filtration system, bacteria killing, airborne system in the tabernacle as well as both dining halls. As long as outside, man, it's got plenty of air, but you know what I mean. We're trying to do everything we can. Everything we can. But not only that, I think more than anything, for those of us who own some of the doTERRA, that you do good at making sure a couple of weeks before the feast, build up your system on some of that own guard and maybe implement a couple of weeks before the feast garlic into your daily diet.
Garlic.
You know, especially garlic in your daily diet. You can get some oregano oil, some high-powered oregano oil. Maybe want to introduce that into your system a few days before the feast.
Superfoods.
Yes. Load up on greens, Sun Corella. Good products now. We talk about building up your immune system. And definitely prayer.
Big time.
Because, man, we got to be able to, some way, somehow, we got to stop this. You know what I mean? Well, tonight, what we have on the broadcast agenda is, I think it was a few weeks before, matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, I said the one thing we were going to discuss is women and their roles. And I'm asking for sisters to call in, so now I got to re-familiarize myself with the phone system, which I probably can. And, of course, the guest call-in number, if you're choosing to call in, is area code 310-982-4226. That's area code 310-982-4226. You may or may not hear an automated voice of a woman that may welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. If you don't press number one to enter into the caller queue, then your hand won't be up. If you just dial into the number, all it would do is just add you to the caller queue to where you can hear the broadcast by your cell phone. So area code 310-982-4226. I think what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start giving all my patrons the exclusive videos before I put them on YouTube, because I've noticed in about 4 months now, my YouTube subscribers has not gone up or gone down, and that's crazy depending on the amount of views that I get per video.
Yes, sir.
So I think what I'm going to do is before I load things up on YouTube, I'm going to put it on my Patreon account, and then I'm going to determine from there if I want to share it with the YouTube audience or not. And y'all always remember that if some way, somehow, I get banned or blocked from YouTube, make sure y'all pass the word around and people get my Patreon address and tell the people that they can consistently hear me over there on Patreon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had a brother come to me during the feast. And he says, Pastor Dow, you cannot sing. But I've never heard of a better singer. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I go, oh, yeah, sure I do. I understand. Is that what you're saying? He said, can you explain it to me? I said, sure, I know exactly what you're saying. You see, when many people sing, they sing to get the accolades and the praises and the lamentations of men and women and a crowd. But when I sing, it comes straight from the heart, straight to the through the anointing, straight towards Yah. When I sing, he is 100% fully in my mind. So when I sing a song, you can tell that I'm in it, tune with Yah, because usually, yeah, before it starts cracking, you know, tears start falling, get to crying, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it's that way systemic with everybody, I'm just saying with me. When you start thinking about how great and good he is, that's the reason why that many people think that Pastor Dow is the best singer in the world, even though I can't sing. It's called the anointing.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it, that's all it is. Because you know my heart is fully in it.
Because
I'm telling you, if they try to put me up at a scene to win a woman, I'm done. They wouldn't even give me a dog to take home. But hallelujah. That's okay. Got a letter in the mail. Yeah, my voice is still taxed. Go to war, go to jail. And it won't be long till I get back home. How's your wife and how's my kid? I ain't gonna start doing all that. I used to sing some vulgar cages, boy. Oh, mercy. Brother Timothy, I'm safe there. West of the Mississippi. Thank you, Shepherd and Saints, for welcome us to your home. We are encouraged, double blessings and honor. Double blessings all of y'all to give it by way of super chat. Oh, bless you. Bless you, Brother Shannon and Sister Sue. Got a nice letter in the mail today. I want y'all to listen to this, okay? Let me put these peas on here for a second. Shalom, Pastor Dow. Many blessings to you and your household. Just wanted to send you this letter to express our gratitude to you and all the elders and deacons, Pastor Corey and elders. All the leaders and deacons, Pastor Corey and elders. For all your continued labor of love and compassion that you have for Israel. We have been in this walk for over a year now, a little over a year, and we have learned so much. We really appreciate the firm talks, the rebukes, the kick in the butt that we get. Thank you for all the messages and the information that gets sent out of Blog Talk with Sister and Sister, the Brother Segment, YouTube, and Patreon. The amount of love and compassion that we feel for Straightway is unparalleled. We are growing and getting spiritually stronger every day. Thank you, Pastor, for your love. Sincerely, the Robinsons. Van, Victoria, Andrew, and Leslie, and soon baby Robinson to come. Isn't that a beautiful letter? And they sent a nice offering with that, too. Glory to the King. Thank you for your wonderful letter. And if you look at the new hands they got up. Yeah, they changed the whole switchboard. It looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that looks really good. But if you want to get in the caller queue, sisters, this is mainly for the sisters to call in. We're talking about the role of women. It is what we say we're going to talk about, right?
Yes.
And we're going to be taking your phone calls. Guest caller number 310-982-4226. If you want to get in the caller queue, you have to press number 1, whether you hear the woman's automated voice or not. She will let you know you're in the caller queue. And when you hear me call your area code, that means you're going to be up next. Now, I understand that there's a delay. Could be anywhere from 5 to 15 seconds.
Yes.
So sometime I'll call your area code, and I'll do a little talking in between, and I'll call your area code again, and hopefully that you will cut your computer down, you'll get out of the room where you're listening to the computer, you listen to me directly on your phone line so there won't be any side tone or feedback. And that way you can be heard because you may say something that somebody need to hear. And that way we can communicate with clarity and we all have a blessed conversation.
Hallelujah.
All you that are giving by way of PayPal, Cash App, and all the many other apparatuses or let's say areas that we have for donations, we truly appreciate it. And we definitely use it for the work of the kingdom of the Most High Yah. Fernandez, thank you for your Cash App. God bless you too, my brother. T-Chang, how you doing?
Doing quite well. Hearts are doubted in a good matter.
Boy, I see y'all getting after with them lawnmowers again, boy, huh? Them lawnmowers are hot. And when this us beating down like that, them lawnmowers get really hot, get really dusty. Now you going the other way, where it used to be in the ice box all the time. Now you're out in the heat. Boy, you talking about some diversity there, huh?
Yeah.
Man. You and Scott was on things the other day, right?
Me, Scott, and then JC.
JC got on too?
Yeah, later on.
Well, was y'all able to get a lot done?
Pretty much. I stayed up top and finished with the lumber racks. I forgot most of the top.
Ah, okay, because, we got, it's time for us to start working on gathering wood.
Yeah.
Because we can't depend on that other source. So between what these trucks we have, the truck, the white truck, the truck the Elder Doug got, truck Brother Brent got, we need to hook up these dump trailers and we need to get after it. And we need to gather some wood because we're a little bit behind on the wood this year.
Prices should start coming down.
Yeah.
We're almost in the zone. How's the market crashing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know one thing ain't going down is some gas prices.
No. Not yet.
It is off the chain, them gas prices. Well, sisters, we're going to start off this broadcast right here. I'm going to start off by what Erica up in Straightway, Kentucky, on the east side, said. Their signal's a little bit behind, a little bit delayed from ours. And so Erica wanted to go ahead and weigh in. And she says, woman's role in the Bible, Genesis 1:28, help me, made to be a help meter, a help meet for her husband needs. Genesis 2:28-22. To be fruitful and multiply, to have babies, to get married and have babies. And let me say this. This generation today has missed out. As Israelites, and then I'll continue on with Erica's letter here. The problem that we're having today is we're making too many damn excuses about being worldly rather than working hard to be transformed. I've had to rub the residue of worldliness off of me.
Yes.
You had to too.
Oh, yes.
And I had to hate the garment spotted by the flesh.
Yes.
And when I look at our sisters today, all across the spectrum, from young and old, I only see two types of women. A modern woman or a traditional woman? A modern woman is the woman with the mindset of today's society, humanistic form of, and a perspective and point of view of the way they think women should be.
Yes.
The traditional one, and we're going to say a Hebraic traditional one, which is the one that teaches all the woman the virtues of what a Hebraic woman should be. We're going to touch on those things. Because some women are entering into marriage, having a short experience with the Hebrew faith and the way it should be, but not seeking to be transformed and keeping their modern perspective and point of view as one of these worldly women. And there's going to be a conflict there.
That's
going to be a serious conflict there.
Serious.
So, Eric also says, love y'all with all my heart and all my soul and mind. Deuteronomy 6:5, Matthew 22:37. Love children and husband, Titus 2:4. Keep the home, Titus 2:5. Obedient to husband, Titus 2:5. Subject to husband and submit to husband, Ephesians 5:22, 1 Peter 3:1, and verse 6. Obedience, following orders or instructions, submission, surrender of your will. She got that good. As a help me, to help husband perform kingdom business, to help the husband in the mission and give to him from the Most High, Colossians 3:2. Good job, daughter. And in this world, modern perspective, point of view, If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's called devilish, evil, wicked perspectives and point of view. That has nothing to do with the scripture. So I'm going to say a lot of things that if your mind is worldly, it's going to offend you very greatly. You have to understand, my thoughts is nothing but biblical. You ask me a question, I don't even search for my own answer. I search for what comes up in my mind based on the Holy Scriptures.
Yes.
That's how much I've hidden his word in my heart. And so we're here to help one another in the faith. Got a few questions here. I'll start this broadcast off with this question, then we'll go straight to what you have, and then I'll ask you to answer this question. How much does it cost for a woman in this generation in the Israelite faith and heritage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be in the faith, to submit? How much does it cost? What would it take? So with that said, we're going to call it number 832. Only thing about it, teacher, they don't even show the whole time now. You know what that is?
Yeah.
They
don't show how long they've been in there.
They don't. Call number, 832, 832.
Yeah.
You know, this is Pastor Dowell, and you... on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast, how can I help you? Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, this is Sister Victoria. I can't believe, thank you for reading the letter.
Oh, you were fast. Wow.
I have the phone right next to me.
Well, bless y'all. Thank you for your offering. Thank you for your letter of support.
Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor. Bless you, Teacher Shane.
Shalom. So what do you have, my sister?
Well, to answer your question, Pastor, what does it cost, you know, to submit? It shouldn't cost anything, in my opinion. It should, as a daughter of Zion, it shouldn't cost anything. It should be part of you. It should be something that is embedded in you as a daughter of Zion. And if you follow the word, it should just be something that you want to do. Because I know for me, when I do stuff for my head and he's happy, I'm happy that I helped him. I'm happy that I took something, a burden away from him. I'm happy that he's happy with me.
Well, I just got
I'm fulfilling... I'm
happy.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's refreshing to me to say, I'm sorry.
No, I was talking to Teacher Shane. We're over here flabbergasted because we didn't expect for the phone call to start out with a home run.
Yeah.
So now you done said
yes,
president,
sir.
So we're going to see how many people pretend I'm in this because you just knocked it right out the park. But
yes,
you know
sir.
What?
Yes.
We was talking, see, now your name is Sister Victoria, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep, our replacement for Sister Victoria. Looks like we got a brother that replaced Brother Ugly.
Yeah.
We're going to upload that video, too, and show y'all how this brother can get down, too. He could get down. But, Sister, those points, it shouldn't cost you nothing. Beautiful, beautiful perspective point of view. And you get your joy and your peace and your happiness out of making your husband happy. Is that what you just said?
Yes, sir.
That is a traditional Hebraic Israelite woman.
Yeah.
You got more to add? Go ahead, sister, because you, I'm going to let you run on with this. Come on, you teach it. Come on.
I was just going through, because sometimes I even sit down with my master and I ask him, I said, what do you expect from me? What can I do more? How can I help you? And he'll tell me. And he's not afraid to tell me about myself. He's not afraid to put me in my place. And I'm just like, oh, yes, sir, I'm sorry. And I was just reading through a lot of things that, you know, I came across Acts 20:28. And when it said, you know, to take heed unto yourselves, because Jesus purchased us with his own blood. And it just made me think, like, how can I be purchased from Jesus and I can't even obey my head? It's like, who am I? So I've learned, you know, even though I didn't grow up in the Hebraic culture, I am a Hebrew woman now. So I am with Israel now. So I've always felt that, you know, even before the faith, before coming into this, I've always wanted to please him. It's always been in me to want to please him. And now it's like, it's everything that, to see him happy with me, I'm happy. So
wow.
My fulfillment is for his fulfillment.
You got a mic, you want to go ahead and drop it? Just drop the mic. We can end the broadcast right now. And don't have nothing else to add, because Sister Victoria, where did you get this mindset from, considering all the challenges that women face them converting from heathenism to being an Israelite or an Israelitish woman? Where'd you get this mindset from?
Well, it has to be from Yahweh. There's no other way to put it. It has to be from Yahweh. Because when I look back at how much he has preserved me from all the wickedness, when I could have gone one way and he showed me another way to go, and it just the mindset that he put in me as to be a servant, even when I did what I did for a living before I even quit to be a stay-at-home mom, I was a servant. That was just always something in me, and I wanted to all I wanted to do was serve, and that's all I really wanted to do. And it coming into this faith, I'm happy, like, you know, to help. I'm happy to just jump in and help out and do whatever it is that I can for the ministry, for Straightway. I know wherever I can be used, I am more than willing to do it. And I know my master's the same way. We both have very serving spirits, and it can't. It has to just, all it has to be is from y'all.
One of my bullet points on my notes right here in my questions comment was to say this: a woman's job in marriage is to please him and to serve your husband and to submit. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I don't need to talk about that one. Let me just go ahead and scratch that one out right there, because you covered that for a bit. All right. So, sister, what is it about Israelite sisters today that they put their emotions and feelings above the word of Yah, and they use that as an excuse to not submit to their husbands?
That's something that they really need to check within themselves. Like, what are they dealing with? Is that an agreement that they've made that they're not willing to let go of that stronghold? Or is that a stubbornness or a pride thing that they've got going on? For me, it's a stubbornness. It's a not willing to submit, because you feel like you're letting go of your identity, but it has nothing to do with your identity. It has nothing to do with that. And you know, if we're supposed to be servants to Yah and to our master, you know, why do you have to have an identity? Your identity is through Yah, and it's through Jesus. It's through Yeshua.
Who is this sister? Where you from, sister?
From Houston.
Houston, you sure? You sure I'm not talking
yes,
about an angel doesn't fell from heaven?
No, sir.
Good.
And I don't have it down perfect.
Sister, how old are you?
38.
You 38 years young and you understand this? Ooh. Hold on. Wait a minute. Man, I should have saved her call for last. Didn't know it was going to come out like this, though.
That's a good way to...
Ooh, first of all, she coming out with both guns.
Yeah.
Loaded.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
This sister is spitting nothing but straight holiness fire.
Yeah, word.
Sister Rada.
Submitting word, yeah.
Submissive wife, man. Thank you for joining us here tonight and being in the broadcast and listening. Hallelujah. We send a shout out to you. But, man, Sister Victoria, how long have you been in the faith?
Maybe coming up on maybe a year and a half. About a year and a half.
Stop! Stop! Burping me.
Ooh.
1 year, and you know all of this?
My master's been pouring into his family, and we do readings almost every single night, and it's just, you know, and he pours into me, he pours into the children, and even, you know, even the baby in the womb, he's been, you know, pouring into the baby. So, you know, it's just, and also too, we go back and look at old archive messages from you, Pastor Corey, Lion's Den. There's so much, you know, for what y'all say, there's just so much meat in this ministry. How can you not want to? And then, you know, of course, with all the community heads that you can pull from, the lead sister, the head sisters you can pull from, how can you not want to? It's just, there's a wealth of knowledge that you can pull from, and I'm just sitting there just like a sponge, just absorbing every single thing. And our first time we went on the land was for Tabernacle, and we all four of us got baptized. We were like, that's our commitment. That's it. That's all we wanted to do. We knew exactly where we need to be. We woke up and we're steamrolling forward. We're not going to look back.
Yeah, I think I remember your voice. Man.
Hallelujah.
Well, I tell you what, Brother Van, he's doing a good job. Y'all may have to join Elder Rufus and Sister Jennifer, because this Tabernacles, we're going to have etiquette classes for our Israelite sisters. We got a few things we're introducing new during the Feast of Tabernacles. We always have a blast, but we're going to ramp it up this year.
Yes, sir.
My sister,
yes, sir.
I tell you what, it's a joy to be able to hear the wealth of knowledge you've learned in such a short period of time, and the holiness and righteousness we hear in your spirit. Bro, Satan beat me up. I said, well, he'd be rising up at the same time when you said that. He about ran through the wall in here. And I'm just happy that the transformation that Yah is doing with you and your family, and we send a shout out to your head, Brother Van, because no doubt about it, he couldn't do what he's doing with you and the children unless y'all are 100% submitted to him.
Submission.
Yes, sir.
You have shown
all
of Israel that there is power in submission.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm not afraid to, you know, if I can't submit myself to my master, how can I submit myself to Yah? And so it's like, and, you know, you're supposed to serve your master as you serve the Father. So how can you do one over the other?
Well, Jesus, keep on, don't you? Shoot, I tell you what, how about we change this thing around and I'll let you be the host of this show, and I'll just sit in the crowd and listen for a while.
No, sir. No, sir. No, I'm good. I'm good over here just listening.
Yeah, here's
man.
Here, sisters.
Shoot. My sister, bless you. Tell your husband we send our love towards his way. Good job. Well done.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. Be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir. Pastor, remember how you were talking about the air purification
yes.
for the tabernacles and probably dining hall? Well, I know when I used to work in the hospital, we had to go into negative pressure rooms, and we had something called a HEPA filter. And it would help with the particles. It's like the particle sizes are a lot smaller, so it would filter out more dirt and debris. And we would have those in our isolation rooms, and it would actually filter out the air more. But the only thing is it can make your electricity bill higher because it's a thicker filter. So it's a, a pro and con. I'm sorry?
It can make what higher?
It'll make your electricity bill higher because it's a thicker material. It's a thicker filter. So it sucks more air in, so it might make your ACs run. It can make it run harder. So there's a pro and con.
Hey, it's pro for us. We're willing to pay the extra electricity bill.
Yes, sir.
I would definitely look into that, and thank you for the information as well. Do you have anything else?
I had a question. When you're talking about the oregano oil, can you take that when you're pregnant?
I tell you what. I'm going to refer you to go in there and get the Boy, Sister Coyle, you may choke my neck on this, but that's okay. Go ahead and get that. One of y'all sisters in there, hand me the, I think it's Alpha Herbs bottle, and I'm going to refer you to Michael Israel and Sister Coyle, who are herbalist experts down there in Straightway, Florida. It should be on the bookshelf over there to the right-hand side. If you like, leave a message in the dining hall. I'll tell you what I'll do. When's the next time y'all gonna see Brother Perez?
I don't know when next time I will see him, but my master can always call him.
Okay, that'll work. So that'll do. So I'll tell you what we do. Well, where is the website? There it is. Michael Israel and Sister Coyle has a website called Household Herbs, herbs.com.
Yes,
I'm not sending a shout out right now because, boy, they asked me to hold them horses for a little bit. But anyway, what number is this that came up that I have of yours? Is this your home number?
This is my cell phone number.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk with Michael Israel, and I'll have Sister Coyle, his wife, give you a call. How about that?
Yes, sir. That's great.
Yeah, because I know y'all got one on the way.
Yes, so you do. We're very excited about it.
Hallelujah. I'm excited for y'all because hearing the way you're talking, and where your husband is, I guarantee that there's going to be a righteous Israelite right there. I love
it. Yes.
All right,
if you have a minute, Andrew and Leslie want to say Shabbat Shalom to y'all. Is that okay?
We always have a minute for the children. Bring them on in.
Yes, sir. All right, here we go.
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, sir. Bless you all. Bless you all straightway. Bless you for this, just the wonderful learning experience in it. It's been a joy.
Bless you, my sister. May the peace of the Most High Yah and the Savior Yahshua rest upon you and your head's house in Yahshua's name.
Bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that.
I'm floored, man. I'm floored, teacher. I'm serious. I'm not appalled at all. But see now, what about all the other people that have different opinions?
Mm-hmm.
How are they gonna kick against that? And it started off like that with a bang.
What gangsters gonna do now?
Listen, y'all sisters, y'all just be open and honest so we can come to an expected end.
Yeah.
Look, the Most High y'all gave us another Sister Victoria. Mm-hmm. One more righteous, one more submitted, one more set apart, one more holy.
Yes.
One more submissive and have a beautiful family.
Yes. And covered.
Brother Van doing a good job. And covered.
Yeah.
Man, she said when she worked in the hospital, that means she used to work in the hospital.
Yeah,
and now she's a chaste keeper at home.
And loving it. And it's good. Get her place. Submit.
Elder Rufus, your mother Jennifer may want to interview her to get her in y'all etiquette classes at this Tabernacles. Hint, hint, hint.
Yes. Good edification.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Good building.
What do you say about that one?
Mm-hmm. Right on, living words.
All right, let's go to call number 615. You know, I'm not adding nothing. I'm not adding nothing to that. Can't add nothing to that. I'll give, if it's okay with you, Sister Victoria, I'm going to give you Mother Jennifer's phone number. Or I'm going to give Mother Jennifer's phone number to you so they can communicate with you. And if she calls, more likely Elder Rufus is going to want to know your husband's name and number. So call number 615. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth radio broadcast along here with Teacher Shane. How can we help you here tonight on this particular broadcast? So what do you have for us?
Bless you, Shepherd. Bless you, Teach.
All right. We know who that is, but you go ahead and tell us your name, who you are.
This is Sister Constance.
Come on.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, would you still like for me to answer your question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I agree with everything that Sister Victoria said. Well, she said a lot. It doesn't cost anything to be submitted.
Okay. Do you have anything to add to this broadcast? Because, I mean, after all, the question of the hour is you need to tell us what does the woman say, or what does the Bible say about a woman's role?
A woman is here. Her highest calling is to be a wife and a mother. And she's here to help her master, her head, to obtain his mission.
So you mean to tell me, let me ask you a question, Sister Constance. Who is the prize in the family? The man or the woman?
The man.
Oh. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So, what is the difference between a modern woman and a traditional Israelite woman coming from a biblical perspective? Can you give us just a little bit on that, please?
Yes, sir. So, a modern woman, which is pretty much basically an American woman in the world, she's more of like a Jezebelic type. It's like everything has to go her way. Me coming from the world to the faith, I've learned a lot, like myself, because it was just everything. Like, I pretty much got what I wanted. I had a mom who was independent, wouldn't, you know, she wanted to do everything like on her own. It's just like if she's really like truly not happy, then that's it. Like, nobody is going to be happy. And even I thought that for a very long time. And, like, my eyes have, like, been open because I also went to college and just thinking that my career was supposed to be first and I had to do all of this schooling and make all of this money and just do everything on my own and then get married later and have children later. And that's pretty much how an American woman, like, thinks and how she operates her life. But an Israelitish woman coming to the faith and being a chaste keeper at home, getting off the job and just bearing children and submitting and obeying my husband and cleaning and just taking care of his home and him is pretty much what I've learned since being in the faith. And I
okay.
also
go ahead.
Oh, and also just like being willing and having his mindset as well and doing.
You there, Constance?
No. Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. So explain to us, and this will be my last question for you, explain to us what you mean by when you say you've got what you wanted.
When I was in the world, when I was in the world, if I wanted anything, I got that, whether it was from a guy or from a mom, my mom or anybody, like I just pretty much got everything that I wanted. Now that I'm married to Brother McNabb, it's not that way. Like if I have to ask him for the things that I want, and if he allows me to get those things, as would it be materialistic, because no doubt I have all the things that I need, but anything on the side or if I want to do something, then I have to have his permission. But as where I was in the world, I pretty much had the liberty or that so-called freedom to do whatever I wanted on my own.
So, Constance, explain. Okay, I'm going to go another route here, okay? We're going to go modern for a second, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, let me see. In the world, in the world, and if men would see you, they would say that Sister Constance, they would say, Constance, that's a good-looking woman. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So would you, I'm going to let all, everybody out there in the listening audience hear this. Would you say that your looks and looks alone gave you a lot of privileges and perks and your way just because of the way that you look?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. I agree
100%. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? She got perks. And just because she is a woman of beauty, people just gave her whatever the hell she wants just for looks alone. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Had nothing to do with morals, values, or whatever it is, just for just fleshly desires. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now you have a husband that's the polar opposite of what you used to experiencing in the world.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I imagine you done met your tree, or your, what the world would call your cross, huh?
Yes, sir.
So now we know what you mean by the Most High Yah. He didn't give you what you wanted, but he gave you what you needed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree.
By all of our needs.
Boy, I appreciate you, Sister Cosmo, being so honest, because a lot of people would have just dodged the question. They would have, you know, a lot of times sisters are very vague in their answers.
Come on.
You can't get a straight answer. They just want to dance all around and prance all around, and they don't want to give just a concrete answer.
Yeah.
So I thank you for your honesty, you know, right up front.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Bless you, Shepherd.
Bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Isn't that something? So now you beautiful women after the flesh, you can't hide no more.
After
the flesh, you can't hide no more.
The modern woman. Right?
The modern woman can't hide no more. She doesn't let the cat out of the bag.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't let you know she got everything she wanted. She got everything that she desired just because of the way she looked. They call them beta males. Now, what she had was hypergamy on another level.
Ooh.
Monkey branches. All kinds of, anyway, we don't get in all that. And that's the problem with some of you Israelite sisters today. See, some of you Israelite sisters, a lot of you Israelite sisters, You got flat out natural beauty. You just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with no makeup.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine when you add that shit on your face?
Mm-hmm.
And damn snake venom, monkey pus, and swine pack.
Roadkill
and every damn thing else on your face. You are automatically beautiful without it.
Come on.
And when you throw that chap on it, and then you fashion yourself after the form of this world because of your own insecurities, when you look at your ass and these demons are telling you in the mirror, when you look how ugly you are. You should see the demon telling you how ugly you are.
Yeah.
But the Israelite men don't see that.
No.
This woman just told you that she got advantages. She got perks. She even got people to do what she wanted just because of the way she looked.
Mm.
If that ain't witchcraft, I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh,
if that ain't witchcraft, I don't know what it is.
That's extortion.
Boy, our sisters are leaving no room for nobody to run and hide here tonight. We need to do this more often. Because, boy, we're going to be tearing it up tonight. Call number 763-763. This is Pastor Dowell and Teacher Shane, and we in it, we hot. We coming in hot. And everybody in the chat room throwing up fire signs.
Yeah.
Throwing up fire signs.
Real.
It's getting real in here tonight. Man, is it getting real in here tonight. All right now, 763-763. It's Pastor Dowell. You are on the street with your radio broadcast. How can we help you?
Well, shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Gene Ashaya Amy. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Amy. What you got?
Oh, Pastor, well, how can we follow Sister Victoria? That was amazing. That was amazing. So, I got a lot. I looked all this up. It was very good for me because it's just what I needed. So I looked in Titus, I looked in Colossians, I looked in Timothy and Proverbs and Corinthians. I'm not that good with the Apocrypha yet, but I did look. So in Titus, what I got was that she was reverent in behavior. She's not slanderous. Therefore, she's not bad-mouthing her husband to other sisters. She doesn't foul-mouth him to the world. She lifts him up. She's self-controlled. And I will say I have in the world before I came back to Straightway, to my parents, to whoever, I bad-mouthed Brother Gene. And that was, you know, I would take out my frustrations or whatever and quote-unquote gossip. And that is not what we should be doing to our husbands. If we talk to somebody else, yes, you could have problems with them, but that is not something we bring to other people. He is to
right.
be lifted up, not torn down. That's not what a Hebrew woman does to her husband. In Titus, I learned that. You do not be slanderous to your husband. You don't do that. That is part of loving your husband. She is self-controlled in her speech. She's a worker of home. So she might have a home business. She might, like Mother Carol, work, but she's not working outside of the home. She's doing it to lift her husband up, to make his household increase. It's
mm-hmm.
not about her.
Glory.
She is kind and submissive. So in Titus, the kind and submissive is in her speech, in her manner, the way she walks, the way she dresses, whatever, is submissive to how her husband wants her to behave. And that is what I learned in Titus. Again, submissive to your husband in Colossians. So what does that submission look like? It looks like being obedient, which is hard because you're like your self-will, your opinion, you think you know better than your husband. But Yah didn't put you in charge. So you being submissive actually might be more beneficial to you because you're submitting to what he sees. He sees the bigger picture. And you just need to get yourself out of the way. Get yourself out of the way is what I learned. same in Timothy. The first thing is being dignified, not slander. So when you are talking to other sisters, you're dignified in your speech about your husband. Proverbs, we all know Proverbs 31. I was raised in a very conservative Christian household. My dad was a pastor. I grew up in a homeschool community, very kind of, I would say, very similar to Straight Way. So I was taught over and over what Proverbs 31 woman was, but it wasn't until I came back I understood what Proverbs 31 woman was. And I delved deep into what she was. So to me, she does her husband good. And again, it's, how does she do her husband good? By lifting him up, by doing his will, by running his household, taking care of his children. That's doing good. It's not about her and what her needs and wants and her children. It's about him. Her husband good is, you know, these aren't my children. This isn't my home. Yes, sir.
You gave a very good point, and this is why I keep driving on all the way from Sister Victoria up until this point right now. This society has lied to women by teaching them if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. They have taught this world a form of witchcraft and dissension and division, discord, and desertion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what women have done today. But the book tells us that whatever the desire of the man is, it should be the woman's desire. And not only just a desire, it should be something that she should seek after, sought after, and love it.
Yes.
What say you?
Oh, I totally agree. Like, for me, I was like, these are my husband's homes. This is my husband's land. This is my husband's children. How can I do him good if I'm constantly complaining or don't fulfill his will of what he wants for his household and his children? How is that doing him good? How is that benefiting? How is he's on the road 24/7, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, he's on the road 24/7. He comes home, this is his castle. How am I doing him good if he comes home and all he has is stress and problems? And having to chastise me. How is that doing him good? That is nothing but me being a witch, me being out of order, out of pocket, because to do him good is by me shutting my mouth, shutting my will, and running his house how he sees fit. That's his household and his children.
Amy, let me ask you a question. The question is this. A lot of times when you feel offended or out of pocket as a woman, a lot of times it comes because there are spirits submitting suggestions to your mind, which the flesh loves, but is contrary to the spirit. Is that the truth?
It's the truth. So the spirits will be like, well, he's not here. He doesn't see. He doesn't understand. Well, if he doesn't see or understand, what am I portraying to him when I'm talking to him? You know, those fears, you know. Am I portraying a peaceful home, or am I portraying an out-of-pocket home? If I'm constantly doing that, that means I'm not doing my job, which he told me to do. It's me putting myself and my will in, well, I need to do it my way, or he just doesn't understand. He understands perfectly. It's me that's unwilling to mold to his image because I think I know better.
Oh, no. Oh, you hear that word? Hold on. I got to write that down. Unwilling to mold to his image. God, boy, these sisters better stop here tonight. I'm telling y'all, hey, I understand all y'all sisters are giving all the right answers, and y'all really truly are, but I just make sure that all y'all that are saying these beautiful and wonderful things, which is after holiness, that y'all are living it.
Come on.
Because we have enough people talking about it, but very few people that are living it. So,
power and living.
Amy, I'm going to say something extremely powerful,
yes,
right here. It's going to be a statement here, okay?
Yes, sir.
But it's going to be very powerful. All right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Women, you need to understand that you're not the first in line. You are the third in line. Y'all know where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know where I'm coming from, I'm going to break it down according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Yahweh Elohim, number one. Yeshua HaMashiach, number two. Oh, I mean, you are the fourth in line.
There you go.
Number three, man. Number four, well, you are the fourth in line. Not third but fourth. You know, he got to come in here like gangbusters, don't you?
Oh,
yeah. He just got to come in here. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It's time. Come here.
Come on.
So, Amy, you, women are literally the fourth in line. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We should be last. It's
so watch
our
this.
Husband.
I'm sure you see, it may be a delay, but I'm sure you see my son up here, right?
Yes, sir.
Who is designed to be the first line teacher to these little children right here?
Well, it should be the father is the first to teach. And then the mother should be helping teach the children, but should be teaching the children what their father's heartbeat is, what his will is.
All right, so you did get that partially right. Because the women are the first line teacher to the children. And then the men are the sole providers, the protectors, the people who make sure you have provisions, clothing, all the provisions, conjugal rights, the whole nine yards. But remember, according to the scriptures right here, for the first 3 years, this one right here could be nursing, be on the mother's womb. So guess who's teaching this little child according to the will of her husband? The mother is. That's why we call them the first line teachers. Now, that doesn't mean that after 3 years that he's going to be hanging around pop. Because he's not going to go out into the woods. And he's not going to sit out there for a week at a time trying to go out there and hunt while you got him wanting to catch snails and ants and every frogs and everything else, giving up opposition while the camp needs to eat. Does that make any sense?
Oh, it does. Yes.
All right, this guy.
Listen, I'm still learning and I'm still.
Hey, what you still doing up?
I'm
tell everybody bye-bye. Let's teach. Yep, teach.
Bye, man. Be good. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Sorry, Amy. This is kind of something else.
No.
Go ahead.
No, I'm still learning, and this is where, like, I have to put aside my Christian doctrines and teachings of what a woman's role is because it was wrong. So I'm still pressing hard on all your sermons and pressing hard on sister to sister because I have been so rebellious and so wanting my way and thinking I knew better because I'm the mama and I'm here 24/7. And so I am still learning to die to myself. So I by no means have it all together, but.
Hey, you're doing pretty good. You're doing really, truly, you're doing pretty good.
Yes.
You're doing pretty good. And I'm going to tell all your sisters, you're doing pretty good if you're living this. But you're doing really good because that's what we're here for. I talked to your husband today on the phone. I sure did. And he's just another man that just continually over and over again thanks to Father for Straightway.
Yes.
And, hey, Teacher Shane and I, we're here, and we thank the Father for Straightway.
Yes.
I know it's hard for a lot of people to believe, but we do. Go ahead, Sister Amy.
I was going to say, before Straightway, it was very hard for me to follow him because I had a very hard time following him. I had a hard time following him in Straightway because then I thought, oh, my gosh, now he's gotten himself into a cult. What has he gotten himself into? And then I left, and then I was like, why did I leave? Because this isn't the Christian church is more of a cult than Straightway is. They're actually more on target to the Bible. But I have seen a big change in him since he met you, and it makes me want to follow him because he is obviously doing something right.
Wow. Makes you want to follow him even more so because now you have that confidence.
Yes.
You
have a head.
Yeah.
You have a head
yeah.
now.
No, you're fine. So I was just, I mean, again, it was just, thank you for this challenge because it made me deep, even deeper. You know, I learned that to learn in all quietness and submissionness, how many times do we want to, like, just speak our mind and tell our husband what we want, you know? So he said, learn in all quietness and submissiveness. How is he going to teach us if we're constantly opening our mouth and turning our way? He cannot teach us if we do not just shut in. You know, if we're constantly talking over him or saying, no, but you don't understand or you don't understand, but the Bible said this or that, how is he going to mold and teach us if we don't just shut up? Just shut up.
You know, my sister often tells in private counseling, I tell sisters all the time, you do see, but you only see 3 miles down the road. Your husband sees 10 miles down the road. You're paying attention to the 3 miles. He's paying attention to the 10 miles. That means from mile 1 to mile 10, he sees every perspective point of view, but you only see the 3, and your anxiety comes in from the 3, but you don't see the 10.
Yeah. So the other thing I learned was we were made for the man. How many times do we always tell, well, you know, the man should please you, or if mama ain't happy, like you said, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. You know, no, if papa ain't happy, nobody's happy because, you know, which needs to be a shirt. But we were made for our husband. He was not made for us. And for me, that brings joy. It brings release. It brings, I don't know how to express it. It just makes it like such a relief, a burden that I was made for him.
So, and you don't believe that whenever I leave this country, go to other places, no matter where I go, how much it makes women squirm today. Like they got a snake in their spirit. Whenever they hear my child flat out tell them, he's the head. I was made for him, not him for me. I was made to serve him. I am bone of his bone. I am flesh of his flesh. Boy, they hate hearing that, sister. They hate it. Why do they hate hearing it, Amy?
Because we want to be self. We want to be worshipped. We want men to, it's witchcraft. We want men to serve us and worship us.
That is witchcraft. Just like I thought, witchcraft. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yes. Bing, bing, bing. Yes.
Sister Amy, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for coming on this broadcast. All of y'all sisters tonight, y'all, we got 3 home runs with no outs. No outs. Sister Amy, we give you the last word before we let you go. You got anything to say, Ben Barton?
Other than shalom and double blessings to Mother and for all her wisdom she's been giving me to sister, to Mother Jennifer, to Sister Ashley, just these godly women, thank you for sister to sister, Pastor, for allowing that. That has helped me so much and for just allowing me back to Straightway. I cannot thank you guys enough for Straightway. So shalom. And
hallelujah.
Blessings. I wish we could be with you every week, but I'm just thankful for you all.
Hallelujah, my sister. Shabbat shalom. Well, I got a saying for you. And it starts like this. We're going to talk about a professor, okay? Most of you are looking for happiness, but it's in your own happiness you're looking for. And you'll never find it. So here it is. A professor gave a balloon to every student who had it inflated. Write their name on it and throw it in the hallway. The professor then mixed all the balloons. The students were given 5 minutes to find their own balloon. Despite the hectic search, no one found their balloon. At that point, the professor told the students to take the first balloon that they found and hand it to the person whose name was written on it. Within 5 minutes, everyone had their own balloon. The professor said to the students, these balloons are like happiness. We never find it if everyone is looking for their own. But if we care about other people's happiness, we'll find ours too. Caller number 916. Now that's a mic drop, that's why we go to the next call. 916. Don't the Bible says, don't everybody seek for their own but another man's welfare? Don't it tell you, it teaches that, right?
Yeah.
All of these are the principles of God just put in another way.
That's Messiah.
And so when I read that, automatically the scriptures come straight to my mind.
Yeah.
And everybody looking for happiness, but truth is, you're looking for something to satisfy you in the condition you're in.
Yes.
But
you won't suffer from another.
Ah. 916-916. This is Pastor Dow. You are literally, be the Father's will, on a Straightway Truth radio broadcast. How can we help you here tonight on this particular broadcast? So let's see what you got. Can you tell us, please, what is your name and where are you from?
Bless you, Pastor. It's Sister Amara from California.
Oh, Sister Amara. Oh, man, boy, come on, Sister Amara. What you got, Amara?
So my role would be based on my status, which is a daughter. So the only role that I have is honoring my father and mother.
Ooh, that is true. And what's your status right now?
Daughter.
Exactly. Because you are not married just yet. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And the way you honor your father and mother is when you get married to a man, married to a husband, and then you show exactly how honorable your position is based on your upbringing. Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
Woo! How in the hell do you throw intercontinental ballistic missiles all the way from California to Tennessee? Mara probably looks like, what is Pastor Dow talking about? Mara, you getting close. You hear me?
All right.
Yeah.
You hear me, daughter?
Yes, I hear you.
You getting close. So, Mara, can you tell us the difference, and I'm only going to ask you this one question, okay? Can you tell us the difference of a modern-day woman as opposed to a biblical, traditional Israelite woman?
selfishness is the biggest difference. Everything in this society caters to women, everything that we want and need, versus the way that we are in the faith, everything is centered around the man, which is how it's supposed to be, the husband or the father or the leader.
Wow. Wow. This is going to be some type of ethics class, isn't it? All right, so tomorrow, do you have anything else?
No, sir. Bless you.
All right, bless you, and thank you for your support, your prayers, and your offering, my sister. We see every one of them, all right?
Shabbat shalom.
Yes. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Man, I don't know. If I keep on doing this, man, I don't know how long we're going to keep this up. Because every one of them on point. My only reservation in all of this, and it hasn't been with all the previous callers.
Here.
My only reservation in all this is, when you sisters hear this, do you really truly mean it in your heart? Do you know how to give the right answers because it's multiple choice? Mm-hmm. Or do you actually live it?
Come on.
For others to be able to see.
Uh-huh.
And want to eat off the
tables
of your holiness.
Mm.
That is the million-dollar question.
Oh. How are you?
Call them 832-832. You are Pastor Dow, sidekick in Tombstone. Doc Holliday, Wide Earp. We here. 832. We just try to add a little bit of flavor to it to get everybody in, you know, being in tune and touch. Ah! 832, Pastor Dow. You on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How may we help you? Can you answer the question? Come on.
Hello, Pastor?
Well, yeah, hell is low. Who is this?
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you very well. Loud and clear. What about it? What is your name? Where are you from?
Yes, sir. This is Sister Rosa from Houston.
Sister Rosa. I think I know that woman.
I think
I know that woman. I've been knowing that woman for a little while.
Yeah,
Sister Rosa.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah, I know Sister Rosa. Sister Rosa from Houston. Come on, sister. Talk to us. What you got, sister?
Yes, sir. Bless you. So to answer your question about what a woman's role is, we are supposed to be submissive and agreeable and obedient unto our masters as we are unto Jesus. You know, everything that the sisters before me had came on and said. And to also answer your other question about what does it take to obey, or what does it cost to obey?
Yes.
It costs laying down our will in our life because we as women are unfortunately way too selfish, and I personally have had to go through the pain and the realization of realizing that I'm still too selfish in a lot of ways. So every day just dying to, you know, my will and my flesh and, you know, looking to please my master and not myself.
Wow. So all you women admitting that if you go contrary to that, that y'all literally are not agreeable, and that you're most of the rebellious sisters are not just dying out to their will, they're not laying down their life, and it's painful to change. Would you say that's what the majority of the problem is with sisters in Israel today?
Yes, sir.
Rosa, you know you're going to make some enemies, right?
Yes, sir, and it also takes a changing of mind daily, and you have to be proactive at it because it's too easy to get lazy and, you know, get at ease in Zion.
Rosa, my God, she's throwing some mighty punches, isn't she? Heart punches. Rosa, how old are you, Rosa?
I am 28.
28 years old, and you talking like that? 28 years old. Wow. You know, Sister Rose, let me ask you a question. As a 28-year-old woman, you have what? One, two, three children? Four?
Four children.
Four. So tell me, what is one of the greatest fears in women today that causes them to have a lack of submission?
Yes, sir. One of the greatest fears is really letting go and trusting that Yah is going to take care of you. Regardless if the man is wrong or not, you're going to trust that Yah is going to correct him if he's a righteous man. So really, it's in not trusting in Yah at the end of the day.
You get that? Sister, I couldn't even script that any better. Sound like something that came right out of a movie. Bless your heart, bless your soul. Bless Brother Vince, your whole household. Man, doing a good job. Hey, are the children there?
Yes, sir.
Come on, you know I need to hear from them now. Come on.
Yeah.
I need to hear from them.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, children.
Hello, Pastor Dow. I hope that your family is doing well.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shalom.
Shalom, Shalom, Pastor Dow. Zakai is asleep right now, but he will talk. And also, I can't believe Hezekiah is already starting to jump.
Somebody just died. Did you get that one?
Yes, sir. He was watching Hezekiah praise the other day on the video you put out on YouTube.
Oh, I see what this guy pray. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the King. Sister Rosa, give me the last word. Do you got anything else to add?
No, sir. I just bless you and your whole entire family for sacrificing and being willing to put your lives on display, even if the whole world condemns you, just to be an example for Israel.
Bless you, my sister. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
King coming. I don't even know what to say, Teach. It got expanded on. I don't know if it did from here. It didn't. It just did that. I guess because it went on down a little bit more. But we're here at 407, all right? Now, listen. I've been on Rosa for at least 5-6 years now. She's 28 years old. Just like there's a difference between us and them, there's a difference between righteousness and unrighteousness.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between those who are holy and set apart and those who are steeped 100% in this world. I was saying a couple of things. Matter of fact, I always say a lot of things, to tell you the truth. And I'm only trying to seek what will bring us all closer to Yah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fair enough?
Fair enough.
A lot of times a woman wants to know, what does a man want in a relationship? Now, mind you, the only women asking that kind of question, out of 100% of women, only 10% of the women is asking that kind of question. Because 90% of women is looking, what is it in me for me? It's
true.
All about me.
True.
How can he satisfy me?
Yeah,
what do I get in all of this?
Modern.
And we don't care. They don't even care how much that the book and Flau said what you supposed to be. The sister bought it out themselves.
Yes.
I hate to break it to you, women. Listen. There is a reason why the Most High Yah had ordained from the beginning of time that when a man finds a wife worthy of a bride price, he finds a good thing.
Good.
That means a woman that he purchased possession, just like Yahshua purchased us. We are a literal purchased possession. We don't understand the concept of Yah.
Amen.
Yeah, we're bought.
We are.
True. A price we couldn't even pay.
Definitely.
He gave the ultimate bride price for all of us.
Yes.
And they understand what they were doing was buying a woman's value of what they could add to a man's house, not to what a man can add to your house, because you ain't a house.
No, woman has no house. Yes.
There's nothing negative or derogatory about that. It's just a fact. But you try to contrast that with modern day society.
Yes.
And you try to script it with them wicked ass Christianity, yeah, which don't know shit.
Come on.
And then you try to script it with your damn sorry ass, funky ass, unregenerated, carnal ass family like mine, where all the women, they tried, matter of fact, they did try, they ruled.
Yes.
All the men were shell of a man. The only one that wasn't a shell of a man was Dad Down. You know what I said? I said the only man that I know of that wasn't a shell of a man, being right or wrong,
yeah,
out of both sides of the family, was my the only one was my dad, Dad Down. That's why Victoria Hardwick said, he just like his daddy, damn Skippy, damn right. Because I ain't letting a woman rule over me. In any way, shape, fashion, or form. You hear that? That was one of her indictments. He just like his daddy. Yeah. Oh, nasty stink. Anyway, where are we going?
Come on.
All right. A man is looking for a woman. When a man finds a wife, 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 the book says he finds a good thing. Now, wait a minute. The scripture also said a wicked woman is a portion of a wicked man. But the book says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And when he finds a good thing, he obtains favor from Yah.
From Yah.
How many of y'all women have been the epitome to show that your man has found a good thing? Has it been nothing but heartache and discord, disgrace, discussion? Disgust. A man in today's society is looking for cooperation and peace. No, a man wants peace because, I mean, you take me. When I leave out the damn door in the morning, I have to battle all damn day long. I leave the corridors of the community, I have to battle all damn day long. When I get home, I want some soldiers. I want some peace. You understand what I mean? Why in the hell do a man have to get out there and battle and fight and scratch and carve out for a damn living, then get home and have to fight again? A man does not want a woman that is unmanageable. Modern day women today require a lot of maintenance. High maintenance. Reason why they require high maintenance, because they were raised in dysfunctional homes that neither the father nor the mother could pour any damn thing in them that could be everlasting substance, where you could pay it forward to the generations that are coming after you. The majority of the women today that enter into marriage are entering into marriage for themselves and not for the husband or his seed. This is the reason why Israel is 100% dysfunctional. Period. Maybe that sets the tone for a different conversation. With that said, call number 407-407. This is Pastor Dow. You are on the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. Call number 407. How can I help you? Tell us, where are you from? Who are you?
Shalom, Pastor. This is Sister Kiana from Straightway, Florida.
Ah, come on with it, sister. Come on, Florida.
Yes. First of all, I want to say thank you for putting out this challenge. It wasn't so much a challenge to research, but to call in. But overcoming tonight. So what I have is from Proverbs 31:27. It says she looks well to the day of her husband's home. So for me, my mindset is that my career is to make my husband's home the best that it can be. So this is what I wrote down on my notes. It says, she looks for ways to make the resources he provides stretch. She seeks out the best quality food, clothing, and products for the home. Her goal is optimal functionality and meeting the needs of the family. She watches over the family, their health, their appearance, education, spiritual well-being, emotional well-being of the children. She is constantly learning and advancing her skills, cooking, cleaning, organizing, couponing, gardening, canning, sewing, crocheting, doing hair, for example. She prays for her husband. She keeps herself in great shape and fitness so she will be pleasing to his eyes. She keeps him satisfied sexually, well-fed, gives him a peaceful and clean home. She is his secretary, helping him keep track of all his duties and important business if he needs it.
Hold on, stop. Time out. Good God of mercy, man. What are we going to do about a broadcast like this? I'm going to still let you finish the list.
Okay.
But yes, you understand? No, let's get your name out there. What was your name again?
Sister Kiana Patrick from Straightway, Florida.
Y'all hear that? Her name is Sister Kiana Patrick. So if you want to join the fellowship of enemies, of women, you just enter it in. This woman just said,
okay,
which I keep on saying, and I kept on saying, Sister Kiana, how old are you?
27.
How old?
27.
27. And you already have a revelation that you need to keep yourself in shape and pleasing to your husband so he is not disgusted by you.
Yes, sir.
So that means you got to work at it. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm actually on a fitness journey right now. I just had my fourth child, and my purification is over in 3 days. And since birth, I've lost 20 pounds. Hallelujah.
Hold on.
Hi, brother. I was on. I came.
Not that one. We're going to get this one. Hold on. I want something serious in this one. Wait a minute. Where I see my shit is all turned upside down. I just better go right to this. We'll go here.
Yeah, it's always there.
Again. You're on the don't stop it. That's, that's how black folks talk. They be telling you stop it. They don't mean stop it.
Yeah, like slap your mama.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, man, let's go slap your mama. But you don't mean slap your mama, but you know how to mean. Jeez. Help us, Father. All right, come on, sister. Come on with it. Come on. I had to take a break because my heart about to explode. I need some of the break. Come on. Start off where you left off with. Pleasing her husband. Go ahead.
She keeps herself in great shape and fitness. So she will be pleasing to his eyes. Keeps him satisfied sexually. Well fed. Gives him a peaceful and clean.
Hold on! Stop! Damn it! Hold on! Stop it! Hold on! Hold on! Stop it! Now we get ready to get raw here, damn it.
Real.
It's still PG. It's not going to be rated R. It's going to be PG, but we're going to get raw here.
Make it living.
Listen. A woman controlling the relationship is not right when we're speaking about headship. It's out of order.
Yes.
It's wrong.
Yes.
A woman don't control the home. But if a woman want to be in control in the bedroom, it's all right sexually. It makes for good sex. That don't mean she has to be that way all the time. I'm just saying it makes for good sex. But a woman trying to control the home? No. All right, sister, go ahead on.
Okay, yes, sir. Keeping him well fed. Giving him a peaceful and clean home. She is his secretary, helps him keep track of all his duties and important business if he needs it. She is any and everything her husband needs her to be. If she does this, that man will be more likely to be successful in the mission Yah gave him, and the word will be fulfilled and not blasphemed. And that's
my notes. Watch this. So, if the man is successful and you are joined with that man by being his wife, does that not make you successful in y'all's eyes?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
If the house fails, all the thought is going to be pointed towards the man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's going to point the finger towards the woman that tore down the man. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Man, this is beautiful. I have a baby. You got a baby?
Yes, sir. Her name is Eva. She is 2.5 years old.
I know your baby. Glory to the kid. My sister, I give you the last word. You got anything else?
Oh, no, sir. Nothing
else.
Thank you.
Wonderful call.
Bless you.
Teacher, I'm only going to keep doing this. I mean, we'll run out of time. Now everybody's coming in to call with you. We'll run out of time.
We got time. You're scheduled
for
3 hours. So we ain't got
time. Oh, okay. All right. 403. Erico 403. Hey, I want y'all to hear what a lot of these righteous women are saying. And many of them are admitting, they are flat out admitting, their mindset used to think like this, and now they are like this. The world would accuse you, oh, you ain't got no mind. Oh, you just being controlled. Oh, you all cultic behavior. Okay, so when you're rebellious, you're stubborn, you're stiff-necked, you're raising a dysfunctional family, dysfunctional home, and ain't none of these damn bitch-ass women out there that's giving you advice even got a damn home for anybody to even draw a wealth of knowledge from. What the hell is that being? Half the damn generation is lesbians. Other half is homosexuals. Nobody is following y'all, keeping his commandments. So what do you got to say then? Look at the devil, and the devil is a liar. Call number 403. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Pastor Dow, for the teacher saying, this is Sister June from Canada.
June? Up in Canada. Sister June, what you got, Sister June?
Well, it is to make the husband to have a castle, to make him a king. And if I to help him to proceed to like to be better, like what y'all want him to be.
You know, Sister June, can I stop you there for right there for a second? Did I hear you say to make that man a castle and to make him a king? Did I hear that?
Yes.
So that means if that man is going to end up being made a king by the way that his woman treat him, that makes her a queen. Is that right?
Yes.
My question is, why do women not want to be a queen?
Well, the women of today are looking out for themselves. They are being Jezebels, and they only care about themselves, and they want to be the head. And it's like they are looking out for number one, and not to cry, because I learned so much from Straight Away. I'm thankful to y'all, and y'all opened the doors for me, and it's like, so I'm not married, but y'all is my king, y'all is my master, and Jesus too, and I am covered by Straight Away Brother Steve, and it's like I'm learning so much.
Oh, that's all right.
And I know one day y'all will bless me with a Israel man. I want to make a castle and make him king.
Isn't that beautiful? Bless you, Sister June.
Bless you, too.
Do y'all hear that? Now, I know Sister June, she done rattled literally a lot of damn cages tonight, because she turned around and said that women only look out and care for themselves. Selfish. That gender's towards selfishness.
Yeah.
And y'all think I'll be making up these cliches by saying self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed.
They're on their own God.
You're not going to find that stuff that I be talking about. If you ever hear it on the internet, you probably done. I'm not saying individually, they ain't do coin turns. But when you start putting them together like that, they come straight from Straight Way.
Yeah.
And then she said that women want to be the head. You can't lead a damn thing. You're not designed to lead a damn thing. Sister June said, all I desire is to be a queen, to help a man be a king, so he can be the king of his castle. May the Most High Yah grant you the desires of your heart, my sister. That is my prayer. That's your prayer, too?
Hallelujah.
Call number 615, 615. That's Tennessee. That damn 615, boy. Started turning into Dodge City. What it's turning in. Damn 615, man. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast with Brother Shane, Teacher Shane, and Pastor Dow. How can I help you? Going once.
Shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Shalom. Shalom. Who is this?
This is Sister Krista, Brother Israel's wife.
All right, come on, Krista. What you got?
Bless you. I wanted to touch on your question.
Krista. Stop. Krista. I don't know what you're doing. Either you have to put your mouth closer to the mic, or you need to increase your voice by 20 more decibels.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Talk like that the whole time.
Yes, please.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I wanted to touch on your question of what it takes to submit.
We listening. Go ahead.
So I agree with what the sister said, definitely of it takes sacrificing yourself and your self-will, which sacrificing your self-will is very easy to do when you're walking in the spirit, but when you're walking in the flesh, sacrificing your self-will is a very, very difficult thing to do. I'm glad that you mentioned, Pastor, the fearfulness of, you know, being a sister that knows all the right answers, because we hear it so much of that we're supposed to submit, we're supposed to be obedient. But the fearfulness of saying it and saying that you're doing it, but not doing it behind closed doors. You know, you say, like, out in public, we'll call our master, master, but behind closed doors, we're raising hell. And I can definitely say that I was one of those sisters. Me and my master have been in the faith for almost 3 years now. And I can say with honesty that I've only really been walking out the faith for the last maybe year. For the first year or two, I was doing stuff behind closed doors that I wasn't supposed to be doing. I was lying to my master. I was doing him very dirty. But in the front, I was speaking, like you said, saying all the right answers, saying the things I was supposed to, acting like I was walking in righteousness, but I wasn't. And I had to go through a lot of trial and tribulation for my rebellion and my disobedience. And I'm very grateful that Straightway has been endurant with me, and that my master has been very patient and very merciful with me. And really, I just hope that some sister can hear this and know that hopefully if they are one of those sisters that is saying all the right things but not doing any of the right things, that it's a very fearful thing to be in that place with the Most High, because Yahweh is very long-suffering and he's very merciful, and so are our masters, but our masters and Yahweh both have a breaking point. And I don't know about with Yah, because I know Yah is much more merciful than a man or woman in the flesh can be, but I came very close to reaching my master's breaking point, where I was very close to being put away and being sent back to my family in California. And he sought counsel from the elders and basically told me, you know, if I don't see within a month or within these next few weeks that you're getting serious deliverance for these things that you're doing, then you're going to go back to the world. And I really, the Holy Spirit really kicked my butt in those days. And it was very sobering for me. And even now, you know, I'm not going to act like I'm perfect, but I'm trying to draw closer to the Most High every day. I'm working on myself, trying to make sure I'm getting my deliverance and that I'm not being blinded and deceived to myself, because as a woman, it's very, very, very easy for us to be deceived to ourselves. Very easy to be caught up in that pridefulness and just deceived to ourselves. And I don't want to take away from any other sisters in the caller queue, but if you wouldn't mind, Pastor, it's a little bit lengthy. It's like 20 verses, I think. I'd like to read this passage on the wickedness of women from Sirach chapter 25, if you don't mind, Pastor.
No, go ahead and read it. No, read it.
Hallelujah. So
My master's laughing in the background. So I'm going to start at Sirach chapter 25, verse 13, and I'm going to read to chapter 26, verse 16. Any wound but a wound in the heart, any malice but a woman, any disaster but one caused by hate, any vengeance but the vengeance of an enemy. There is no venom deadlier than a snake's and no anger deadlier than a woman's. I would sooner live with a lion or a serpent than share a house with a malicious wife. Her spite changes her expression, making her look as surly as a bear. Her husband goes to a neighbor for his meals and cannot repress a bitter sigh. There is nothing so bad as a bad wife. May the fate of the wicked overtake her. Excuse me. It is as easy for an old man to climb a sand dune as for a quiet husband to live with a garrulous wife. Do not be enticed by a woman's beauty or set your heart on possessing one who has wealth. If a man is supported by his wife, he must expect tantrums, effrontery, and much humiliation. Depression, downcast looks, and a broken heart. These are caused by a worthless wife. Feeble of hand and weak at the knees is the man whose wife fails to bring him happiness. Sin began with a woman, and because of her we all die. Do not leave a leaky cistern to drip or allow a worthless wife to say whatever she likes. If she does not accept your control, bring the marriage to an end. A good wife makes a happy husband. She doubles the length of his life. A staunch wife is her husband's joy. He will live out his days in peace. A good wife is a blessing. She is the one of Elohim's gifts to those who fear him. Rich or poor, they are in good heart, with always a smile on their faces. Three things there are that alarm me, and a fourth I am afraid to face. Scandal mongering in the city, a mob controlling the assembly, and false accusation, all harder to bear than death. But a wife's jealousy of a rival brings heartache and grief, and everyone alike feels the lash of her tongue. A bad wife is a yoke that chafes. Controlling her is like handling a scorpion. A drunken wife provokes much anger. She will not conceal her excesses. A loose woman betrays herself by her bold looks. You can tell her by the way that she glances. Keep close watch over a headstrong daughter. If she finds you off your guard, she will take her chance. Beware of her impudent looks, and do not be surprised if she disobeys you. As a parched traveler with gaping mouth drinks from any spring that offers, she will open her arms to every embrace and her quiver to every arrow. A wife's charm is the delight of her husband, and her womanly skill puts flesh on his bones. A silent wife is a gift from Elohim. Her good breeding is more than money can buy. A modest wife has infinite charm. No scales can weigh the worth of her self-control. As beautiful as the sunrise in Elohim's heavens is a good wife in a well-ordered home.
I want every daughter of Zion in Israel before next week to read that passage again at least 10 times and meditate on it. Now, I'm telling you to read that passage at least 10 times. I promise you that Pastor Dow is going to read it 20 or 30. And I'm going to have it so deep in my heart because I'm already at the chapter right now. I can open up. I'm already at the chapter right now before we can, I can flip it up here to show you. I'm already there. I'm already there.
Of life. Words of life.
Father, please help us. And what I'm trying to get women to see is once you submit to Yah's word, then you will learn how to love your husband. Because if you can't submit to Yah and love him, you cannot love your husband. If you can't love your husband, then you are in a superficial relationship. You don't love Yah. Am I right, Sister Crystal?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Sister Crystal, thank you very much. Appreciate it, my sister.
Bless you, Pastor, and bless you, teacher. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Some of you people better wake the hell up. No, real straight up. This broadcast is a literal rebuke.
Yes.
To the damn so-called modern-day woman.
Amen.
Let's reiterate what she just said and what she just read. A good wife makes a happy husband. That's a damn reversal of script from their modern-day wicked-ass Jezebel tradition. No, modern-day wicked-ass conventional women. As opposed to those seeking out the old paths. Pastor Dow. You on the Straight with Jude radio broadcast. You are with Pastor Dowell and Teacher Shane. How can we help you? This is good.
Shalom and bless you, Pastor. This is Sister Natiri
and Sister Jasmine from Straightway, Georgia.
Hey, how you doing? Y'all get closer. I hope y'all not on the speaker. If you're on the speaker, you might have to change out. I can hear a little bit, but I need to hear y'all a little bit better so all the audience can hear what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Is this better?
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Okay, so I wanted to speak on, answer your question in regards of what it submits. It takes dying to yourself and letting go all the fleshly things, especially the selfishness that we as women have naturally.
Natural. You mean to tell me that natural woman is selfishness? She full of selfishness?
Yes, sir. Very much so. Self, just self-absorbed, full of self, and the world celebrates it. It's taught in the Roman society out in the world. It's taught. So you become selfish. It's all about you. You're just self-centered. You love yourself more than your husband, your children. That's what it's taught.
Let's just call it what it is. Other woman started the beginning of sin. And other woman, we fell into sin.
Yes.
And Satan is still trying to use the woman to plunge us all into deeper sin to the point where we all miss out on eternal salvation.
Yes, sir.
He ain't changed nothing from his game. He's still doing the same damn thing.
God changes nothing.
Nothing new under the sun.
Come on, my sister, keep going.
Another thing is, this is Sister Jasmine, by the way. I can't remember quite how the question was put, but you said what's one of the biggest fears that has women not wanting to submit? I believe
right.
That's how it was.
Right.
One of the major things is we feel that we're going to lose a sense of self, of who we think we are, or who we think we should be, or who we think we're supposed to be. And once we learn to let that go and be who Yah created us to be and who our husbands want us to be, then we'll have the answer. It won't be being somebody else or being who we think we should be will be all out the window.
Jack, let me say this. Now I'm going to retool your statement just a little bit. I'm going to tweak it just a little bit, right?
Yes, sir.
So basically, a woman in this generation, especially in holiness, righteousness, Israelite, set apart, she can't sit up and make statements of what she believes to be her self-worth is. Her husband has to declare in front of all Israel what her real self-worth is. Am I right?
Absolutely, Pastor. Absolutely. I don't know I'm a good Ashaya, and I think I can also speak for Sister Natiri. We don't know that we're good Ashayas to our husband unless he tells us. Yep.
Well, I be damned. These sisters are scolding the world. You know they're scolding the world, right?
Hallelujah.
A lot of these women think they're so damn submissive until they hear our sisters talking.
Uh-huh.
Then they get rebuked.
Mm-hmm.
They get scolded.
Yes.
Man, bless y'all. So, does y'all got anything else, Dan?
Hallelujah.
No, sir, I don't. Just my theory. We just we're grateful for Straightway. We're grateful for the ministry. It has helped build our husband even more in the Father, and helped us as women to learn how to be women, wives as well as mothers. So we thank you all, and as y'all keep pressing for the Father.
Glory to the King. Bless y'all, my Israelite sisters, and bless your house, Sister Liv. Bless it. So, Shabbat Shalom. Man, what the hell? I didn't expect the broadcast to go this way. I expect a bunch of them kick back.
Nah.
You know what I mean? A bunch of resistance. Shit. 816-816, Pastor Dow. 816-816, Pastor Dow. With Teacher Shane, you know, straight with you, radio broadcast. How can we help y'all?
Shalom.
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 Shalom, shalom. Am I on?
You are on. Who is this?
Well, hallelujah. I didn't think I'd get through. This is Mother JC of Kansas City. Bless.
How you doing,
you
Mother JC?
All right.
I am blessed, Shepherd. Hallelujah. I didn't think
come
that
on with it.
I didn't. All right. I'm probably going to come from a different perspective, Pastor. But
good.
I am a widow. I was married for 30 years before my husband passed away, and I had a true man of Yah. I wanted to say that. And I want to tell the sisters that if they have a true man of Yah right now, they are blessed. They are blessed. There's nothing better in the world than to have a man who's following Yah truly and
so
truly.
That's a mic drop right there. That's a mic drop.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Mother.
That is literally a mic drop right now.
Teach the younger.
You know what, Mother? No, I mean,
yes.
Y'all can easily get me and teacher stirred up. And we're going to try to let you talk uninterrupted. So go ahead and talk.
Yes, sir. But I just wanted to come on and say that, as I said, if you have a man of Yah, you have the best thing in the world. Because I had a man of Yah. He was my warrior. He was my everything. He followed the scriptures to a T, to a letter. And he did according to the word. And I submitted as much as I could submit. And I wish I had had this ministry when he was alive, because we would have been super saints, super couple, because there are so many examples of righteous marriages in this ministry. And I pray that all the single sisters and all the married sisters, just look around. You have examples. You have examples of what a marriage should be, because
good.
Most of us came up in a generation where there were no good marriages. I saw no good marriages in my whole lifetime, no good marriages. And I was determined that I was going to find a man of God to help lead me in the way. And that's what I wanted. And I had a man who led his household. And sisters, just be at peace with what you have. If you're married to a man of Yah, be at peace. If he leads and guides you, listen to him. Listen to him, because he's in order. He's in order. You be in order, and you follow him, because you're following him as he follows Yah. And if he's out of order, Yah will get him. Yah will get him. So just listen. Listen to your husband. And I tell you, this ministry and the righteousness that I see, and I'm going to talk about Pastor Corey and Sister Gabby. They're the ones that I'm under right now, my leaders. I tell you, I look at their marriage, and I've told them this. It is beautiful. It is beautiful how she follows her husband, how she lifts him up, and she builds him up. And it's so beautiful. I love to hear her call her, what does she call her? My master pastor, you know, and that's beautiful. But like I said, there's so much righteousness. And looking at your Ishaz, Pastor, the love that they have for each other and for you, it is beautiful. we have leaders that are leading the proper way. And it's just beautiful. And I just wanted to get on, like I said, to come from a different perspective. You know, I had the love of my life. I've lived my life with the man of Yah, and I'm satisfied with that. And my desires for all the single sisters in the ministry and even the married sisters in the ministry to just do your best to be a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman. It's not hard to submit. It's not hard at all. You know, if you desire it in your heart, you can do it. You can do it. So just let the Father lead you. Just listen to your leader. Listen to your husband. And as Pastor said, was it this past week on Shabbat, you know, if he's telling you to do something unlawful, you don't have to do it. I mean, we have all the guidance we need, and it's just beautiful. And I thank you, Pastor Dow, for just being loyal to the Father and just allowing the Father to use you and to start this ministry. I tell you, it is beautiful. There's nothing else like it, and I've been around for a long time, and there's nothing else like it. So you all be blessed. Bless you, Pastor Dow. Bless your household. Bless all of Straightway. So, shalom.
Hey, Mother JC, don't go nowhere just yet now. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Mother JC.
Well,
all right. So, could you imagine where would we be as a people if the world was introduced to Straightway in 1940?
Ooh, Father. Oh, my goodness, we would be in order. We'd be on the right path. We would, our children would be blessed. It would be so different.
That's what I'm getting to.
Yes, sir. Yes, it would be a beautiful generation, you know. And I thank the Father for the generation that's coming up under in the ministry now, that they don't have to be touched by this uncleanness of the world, that they are truly set apart. And I pray that I'm here to see these youngsters grow up who have not been out in the world, because they already have boldness right now. So I just can't imagine. It's going to be beautiful. Yes, sir.
All right. A lot of people think that was stupid, dumb, and oblivious simply because we haven't been out there in a while. We forgot every damn thing. I promise you that. We have not forgotten everything. It's just that we're on the right side of the kingdom now.
The kingdom of mine.
Yes.
Mother,
yes, sir.
Your words ring. Man, do they ring to ring in our ears.
Yes. Hallelujah. I tell you, Pastor, I just wish everybody could experience this ministry, this taking us back, restoring us to our heritage. It's just beautiful. It just fills your heart. So, and to see how the communities are coming together, how they're being built, it just reminds me of what it looked like in ancient days. You know, when you think about Nehemiah rebuilding the temple, and how the scriptures talk about you will build homes and you will live in them and you'll be at peace. And I can see that when we're separated from the world, we will have our homes. We will be living in peace. You know, we'll be with neighbors who we trust and we know. So it's just beautiful. And I thank the Father for you, Pastor Dow. I really do. Thank you.
Thanks. Everybody want to know, I'm going to let the guy out of the bag here tonight. Pastor Dow is hoping one day, if it be the Father's will, for the King comes. I'm hoping that the ministry of Straightway itself owns 1,000 acres of land where we can put the main hub on that land, and then all the communities that we have established. There are communities in Providence just outside that land. And once you have proven yourself to be righteous to get to the main hub, I mean, once you get to Providence, you already done prove yourself. But when your time comes, you get to the main hub, and then we get ready for the kingdom. That's my ultimate goal and vision.
Hallelujah. That's beautiful, Shepherd. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be honest.
I tell you what.
I don't expect to see it in my lifetime. I expect it to see in a lifetime after me before the king comes. But
yes,
if the king comes, I hope that it happens in my lifetime. But if it doesn't, at least we have set the foundation for it. I'll give you the last word, Mother JC. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's a beautiful vision, Shepherd. And that's what I've envisioned. Like I said, the children that are here now that are coming up, I wish I could see it in my lifetime, because they are going to be, they're going to be like the Joshuas and the, that's who they're going to be like. They're going to be true and loyal to the word. Like I said, they are full of boldness right now. They are listening. They are listening to the word, and they can repeat it, and they can tell you when something's wicked and something's wrong. So I just thank the ministry. I do. Bless you, Shepherd. Bless you, Teacher Shane. Love you all. So looking forward to returning to the land of peace in Tennessee.
Bless you, Mother JC. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
You hear the words of the old wise one?
Mother.
Yeah, Mother JC.
Yes.
Married to a righteous man. Women don't want that shit in this generation.
No.
Nah, they don't want it. They think they do. That means she was under strict discipline for 30 years. Now she's a widow. She enjoys what she's seeing, because her husband would have loved to see it. She's alive. He's gone.
Yes.
So all she can do is tell the testimony in the story.
Testimony, yes.
And yet and still, no matter how many damn times you tell this generation, seek for the old path and the old landmarks. They don't desire it. They don't desire. You remember what Mother Sola used to call us, old souls?
Oh.
She said that we was in our 30s.
Yes.
And Mother Sola was in her 70s.
Yes.
And she was saying, y'all some old souls. We was like, Mother Sola, what the hell are you talking about? You know what I mean? I didn't espouse what she was saying. I'm like, oh, okay, what you talking about, Mother Sola? You're an old soul. What are you talking about? It didn't dawn on us until we got old.
Yes.
Ah, we get it. She was saying, y'all are young.
Yes.
But y'all living and thinking like you're our age,
yes,
but with the strength of youth.
Yes.
Okay. It's just beautiful.
I'm
going to say it again. You found another ministry out there more righteous, more set apart, more obedient than Straightway.
More spirit-filled.
Key. And more spirit-filled than Straightway.
Yes.
Let's stop all of them divisiveness, the divisiveness, the division, all that. Let's stop all that.
Yes.
Let's do a 1 Thessalonians 5:21.
Prove.
Let's prove all things.
Hold.
And let's hold fast.
Fast.
To that which is good.
What is true? What is good?
Something is wrong somewhere.
Yes.
And if all these so-called ministries of the earth and the world, believe they so damn defined and they got it so damn right,
yes,
let's test the folks. Let's,
yes,
stop the innuendos. Let's stop the game playing, the,
yes,
playing. Let's get out. Because you know Pastor D ain't scared to get out in front of no damn physical discussion or debate with any man on the face of this earth. And let's test the boss. Let's get it. Let's test his boss.
Yes.
Everybody can't be damn right, but y'all right.
Yeah, his boss. Hallelujah.
Men may be men of y'all, but they ain't the men of y'all.
Come on.
And anyway. Last call tonight, 619. 619. It's Pastor Dowell.
Okay.
Teacher Shane, you're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
You sound
can
like you're on a
echo
speaker.
Speakerphone.
Speaker or something like
that. Okay.
I need to talk to you directly, my sister.
Sir, Pastor, can you hear me okay?
Who is this?
Yes, this is Sister Candace, Pastor. Sister Candace Nelson.
Candace Nelson. All right, tell
yes,
me where you're from.
I'm here in Huntington, Tennessee, sir.
All right. Talk to us, sister.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Now, wait a minute.
So, Pastor, yes, sir.
So, are you the veteran, Sister Candace?
You know what, Pastor? The first time we came was in 2018, and I need to say this. I'm still learning, Pastor. I've got a long way to go, but I'm striving.
Talk to us, sir.
So, sir, I just wanted to say, how much does it cost for a woman to be in this faith? It takes a relinquishing of all control of, and living in that way, thriving in that way. I was thinking about the scripture in Genesis 2:18 where it talks about Adam when Father made him a suitable helper, and I have to admit, being in this way has shown me that I have not been a suitable helper. And I'm striving. I want to be a suitable helper, one that is like-minded like my master, agreeable with him, but more than anything, diligent in producing his will and not my own. And that's where I've had my hang-ups, is not really desiring his will above my own. When my sisters before me were talking about selfishness, boy, I have had it deep-rooted in my heart. And so now coming to this way and this truth and having the examples, Mother Carol, Mother Jennifer, Mama Ashley, Mama Aya, Mama JC, Sis Mama Deidre, all of them show me what it really looks like, Mama Nellie, and even Sister Summer, they have shown me what true righteous living looks like. And so I have faltered and I've failed, but I'm striving because I want to make changes. I do, and I'm so thankful for you, Pastor, because something rings in my mind. You said a while back, you said, I have a beautiful family, and it is. It's a reflection of what we should be, and I'm very grateful that I haven't been kicked to the curb or my master hasn't put me away. He's been so kind and loving, and he reminds me of the Messiah many times because he's long suffering with me. And I'm thankful that you all are.
Stop. I don't want to interrupt.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, but we had to intervene a few times in here. But you said
yes,
that your master was so kind and so
yes,
long suffering that he reminds you of the Messiah.
Yes, sir.
You got to tell me, what the hell is going on with women today? When you try to be that way, they don't accept that as kind of suffering the Messiah.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Pastor, it is the selfish, carnal nature of the will of a woman, the wickedness.
Mm. Wow. Don't let me interrupt your thought. Keep going, please.
Yes, sir. So I just thank the Father, really, Pastor, because since coming to this ministry, I have struggled. And it's the will. It's the will, the selfishness. But thank the Father for the word that you have taught us, and you're continually, Pastor Corey, all of you, all the leaders, all the elders, you are constantly pouring in. So it's time now that we must actively live it, not just talk about it, but live it out and thrive in it.
Power.
Thrive in it. So we've been given what we needed through the Ruach, and that's the difference between a worldly woman. She's devoid of Yah's spirit. So I'm no longer want to live like a worldly woman in this faith, but live as a righteous woman who is filled with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, that can lead me and guide me so I can be a helper, a real suitable helper to my master. He deserves the best. He's a good man, a godly man, a righteous man, loves the word. He pours into us, and I'm very thankful that he has long suffered with me. I remember something that a very wise young woman, her name is Mama, I call her Mama Ashley, because even me being an older woman, I learn and I gain and I receive from her. She said, trust Yah in your husband and your master. And those words ring with me because it really goes back to learning to trust Yah in him. Whatever decision he makes, it's not me trying to manipulate it, not me trying to control it, but it's me trusting that, like the sister said earlier, trusting Yah, regardless of whatever decision he makes, it's going to be all right because all things does work together for our good. So I thank the Father for you so much, Pastor, and all of the Pastor Corey and all the elders, the teachings, Elder Rufus, all of you all have poured something into our family to help us be better. So I thank the Father for you.
You want to drop the mic? Anybody want to drop the mic? Somebody drop the mic. Last question. And wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
So, and how old are you?
I'm 51, Pastor.
51. Wow.
Yes, sir.
So we've had young, and now we got old. So there's literally no damn excuses.
Come on.
Not a one
no
damn excuse.
No excuses.
No.
God is good.
Everybody in the chat room throwing mics. Fire. Bless
no
you, my
son. I bless you too, Pastor. Bless all the mothers. Bless all of you. Thank you for your love, sacrifices, sounding the alarm, crying loud, and never sparing anything. Thank Yah for the teaching. Thank you so much for listening to Yah back 30 years ago when he brought you out of that one place, that church, and you decided to serve Yah and listen. So now all many people have been brought to righteousness because of your sacrifice. Thank you, Pastor. We could never pay you enough or never thank Yah enough for what you all and all the old shoes have done on behalf of all of Israel. Thank you. I bless you, and I honor you, and I appreciate you so much.
Bless you, my sister, man, teacher, and make sure you want to cry. Woo. At least, well, somebody's grateful.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's thankful.
Yes.
She says, I thank you and I honor you for being able to stand. 30 years ago, when the war and fight just started,
yes,
when nobody else even wanted to even consider and go this way,
yes,
y'all people got to understand. When you come to the communities of Straightway, you're not going to see some lavish communities with all the fine brick and mortar, the greatest landscaping that the world has to offer.
No.
You're not going to see all that, right?
No.
You're not going to see servants out there make sure they're tending to the lawn and all this other stuff. But as soon as you pull up on the land, first thing you're going to see is humility. That's the first thing you're going to experience.
Yes.
Then when you see the saints, you're going to see righteousness.
Yes.
And after you experience humility and righteousness, when you see everybody joined together, you're going to see the holiness of the brother. Generic form. All of us together.
Yes.
And the unity of the faith. The oneness.
Yes.
And you're going to see that we're not trying to establish permanent roots here on this earth. We're just trying to be functional.
Yes.
Functional enough to last a few generations after us.
Yes.
And teach the generation in us to be able to maintain and keep growing.
Yes.
But when the king comes,
yes,
and that trumpet sound,
woo!
Yes. And we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. That's what we hasten to. For the trump of Yah, it will sound.
It will.
The dead in Yah.
Yes.
Will rise first. Afterwards, coming us.
Yes.
And when the book says, so shall we ever be with Yah, we will be.
We will be.
And guess what we're doing? We're going to meet in the air. We're coming back to the earth. So we're going to rule for 1,000 years.
Yes.
And it's going to be, what Pete said, it's going to be a reign. Not just a rule, but a reign. You know what that means? No sin permitted. No whoredoms. No lies. No discord. No divisions. No none of that shit. We'll know when the reign is over for a short period of time on this earth. Because all that shit is going to be prevented for a short period of time. Those of us in King, we all, his ass been loose for a little bit. We know it's the war back on.
Yes.
And that's when the devil and all his angels and everybody sides with his ass.
Yes.
With your raunchy, funky asses. You're going to go to the eternal lake of fire.
Testimony shall be sealed.
You are finished. And you are done. For us righteous, we're going to be in the kingdom.
Yes.
And in his glory,
yes,
and in his power, we will bask forever. That's
yes
what I'm living for. That's what I'm living for.
What we're created for.
The game is coming. God bless y'all. Sweet Prince is strong and victorious, mighty overcoming name, our soul coming king. See y'all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. The king's coming. Come on, T. Get us up out here. Your sister's on fire, bro. Your sister's on fire.